Iran's foreign minister has criticized fresh U.S. sanctions on over a dozen Iranian individuals and groups. Speaking to U.S. media, Mohammad Javad Zarif has warned of their negative impacts on the Iran nuclear deal. Zarif also made it clear that Tehran would by no means renegotiate the multilateral nuclear accord. Meanwhile, Washington has confirmed Tehran's commitment to its nuclear deal with the P5+1 group of countries, but still it calls the Islamic Republic the biggest threat to the United States. The U.S. State Department says the Trump administration will continue to conduct a full review of the U.S. policy towards Iran. A group representing U.S. survivors of 9/11 attacks urged British government to fully publish a report on the financing of extremism in the U.K. Lawmakers say the report blames London's ally Saudi Arabia, and the group says it can stop the killing spree of Wahhabi-inspired terrorists. Over 70 Palestinians have been injured in clashes with Israeli troops in occupied Jerusalem al-Quds. The clashes broke out after Israeli forces used tear gas to disperse angry Muslims protesting against restrictions placed on their entry to the mosque. Among the wounded is the Imam of the Al-Aqsa Mosque. People in Jordan have protested the conviction of a Jordanian soldier in the case of three U.S. soldiers who were shot dead in 2016. The protesters say that he was a scapegoat. They say there had been a deadly clash between U.S. troops and Syrian militants. Violence has erupted between opposition protesters and security forces in Venezuela over the government's plans to rewrite the country's constitution. The foreign ministry has strongly condemned U.S. threats to impose economic sanctions over the plans, describing them as both brutal and imperial. A prominent rights group has called on the international community to pressure Turkey to release its members. On Monday, Ankara detained Amnesty International's director in the country, along with other rights activists, over allegations of belonging to a terrorist organization. A probe has found that teachers at one of Germany's most popular Roman Catholic choir schools physically and sexually abused over 540 boys for decades. The 44-page report documented abuses, including whipping with sticks and violin bows. Victims have described the institution as a prison.